Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today is a day of expectation, as actually all of Advent has been, or should be. Even if you've come in very late in terms of the programs during Advent, even if you've just heard the program the first time today, or you've heard every one of them, today is a day of expectation, of longing, and waiting, eagerly longing for the Messiah. Join your hearts in a certain sense with the people down through the ages before the coming of Christ, who longed and yearned for the Messiah, the one who would set them free, the one who would break the shackles, the one that would banish their enemies, the one that would provide for them a land and a place to grow as a people. They longed for him, this Messiah, this Holy One of Israel who was to come. But you and I, as I've said so often, are not celebrating even today, over 2,000 years later than the first coming of Christ. Even today, you and I can ask God to lift the burden, to let the scales fall from our eyes so that we can see more clearly who the Messiah is and what place is in my life. He is everything. He's the center of my life. How can you live if the center of your life is not functioning? Really, how can you live? So God, even at this late hour before Christmas, God wants to give us a sense of expectation. How much do you long for him? Do you remember times as a child or even as a teenager that you longed for something, you were waiting for something, you were so eager for something, and the time seemed to go so slow? It seemed to go so slow for thousands of years for many people who longed for deliverance and longed for freedom. That same cry should be in your heart, that I want to be delivered from my sin. I want to be delivered from the evil ways I choose to walk. I want to be delivered. I want to be set free. Come, Messiah. Come, Lord King. Come, Lord God. Come, my Savior. Come, my Redeemer. Come, my Sanctifier. Come and set me free. Pray that way today. Pray it all day today, longing in your heart to be set free from your sin, from your evil inclinations, from desires that don't lead you to God. Lord, deliver me. Set me free. Cry out to God. The psalmist says, cry out to God full-throated and unsparingly. That's a wonderful way to put it. Full-throated, in other words, at the top of your lungs, cry out to God. Come, Lord Jesus, come and be my Savior. Come and set me free. The first reading for today is taken from 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verses 1 to 5, 8 to 12, and 14 to 16. When King David was settled in his palace and the Lord had given him rest from his enemies on every side, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am living in a house of cedar while the ark of God dwells in a tent." Nathan the prophet answered the king, "Go, do whatever you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." That was a reasonable piece of advice. But that night the Lord spoke to Nathan and said, "Go tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, should you build me a house to dwell in? It was I who took you from the pasture and from the care of the flock to be commander of my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you went, and I have destroyed all your enemies before you, and I will make you famous like the great ones of the earth. I will fix a place for my people Israel. I will plant them so that they may dwell in their place without further disturbance. Neither shall the wicked continue to afflict them as they did of old since the time I first appointed judges over my people Israel. I will give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord also reveals to you that he will establish a house for you. And when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall stand firm forever." What a powerful prophetic word. Come under my authority. I will lead you. You don't need to build houses for me. I will build a house for you. I will make you safe and secure from your enemies. Even with that, David still went off base. He still succumbed to sin, to temptations, to enticement. Look at the promises of God. Sometimes I pause and say to myself, I don't think I really believe the promises of God, given the way I'm thinking or the way I'm speaking or the way I'm acting. And I go back and I reread passages like this. This is what God promised to those who were faithful to him. And he came as a small child. That threw everybody off right away, didn't it? Came as a small child, not as a conquering king of armies. And people ignored it. It was only a baby. My goodness, what can a baby do? See, we've got to take on God's mind and not ours. We've got to put our mind down in a certain sense. We've got to put on God's mind. That is God's way of looking at things. What God wants is your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength. And then he will do great things with you. But you have free will. Always you have free will. You can choose. Psalm 89, forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Let that be your prayer, especially over the next month. Go back to Psalm 89 often. Pray parts of it. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. And the gospel on this day before Christmas, the gospel, Luke 1, chapter 1, verses 67 to 69. Zechariah, his father, filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hand of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace." Zechariah, silent for so many months, names his son John, and he cries out the prophetic word. His tongue is loosened, his lips are open, and he proclaims what God will do through his son and those to come, through his son and through the Messiah. Think about this, brothers and sisters. God can do things instantly, instantly, faster than the blink of an eye. But God waits upon us who are slow to act, slow to understand, because we're too distracted. He longs, brothers and sisters, God longs to reveal himself through all of us. And his promises, this is a prayer of the church over and over and over again. This is the prayer of the church longing for the Messiah. And yet he came and we didn't see him because he came not as we expected. In how many ways is God coming in your life right now? How many ways is God revealing himself to you and you don't see? Because you're hoping he'll come in a different way, you're hoping he'll act in this way or through these circumstances, and way over here on the left side is God acting on your behalf with the very best to give you. We're blind sometimes and deaf sometimes because we simply use our human reason instead of relying on the Word of God, relying on the power of the Holy Spirit within us, we try to get things worked out in what seems to be the most common sense way to do it. I'm not saying discount common sense, but I'm saying don't stop there. Turn to Him. Reason something through, yes, but then turn to Him. So that what? So that God might be seen through you. And many people come to know Him through you. That's what God wants. That's what God desires. The O antiphon for today, on this day before Christmas, is this: O radiant dawn, splendor of eternal light, Son of justice, come and shine on those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death. Brothers and sisters, pray that. Pray that today. Pray that in your heart. Come, O radiant dawn. Come, splendor of eternal light. Come into my life. Remove the darkness of my heart. Remove the sin that impedes your presence in my life. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, O radiant dawn, splendor of eternal light, Son of justice, come and shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. Right now, today, right now, there are homes right here on your own block, in your own city, in your own area. There are people right now grieving and mourning, people who sit in darkness. Perhaps a death has occurred. Perhaps some tragedy of some kind has occurred, and people are hopeless. We wish that everybody on Christmas Day would be rejoicing, but many are just hoping to get through the day. Maybe they're disconnected from families. Maybe they're alone. Maybe they're one of our soldiers in the Middle East who can't come home. There are all kinds of reasons why our homes are filled with sorrow and pain and darkness. And yet, brothers and sisters, the light of God shines, and the darkness shall not overcome it. That's the promise of Scripture. The darkness shall not overcome the light of God. So what you want to do is make sure that you are crying out, O radiant dawn, come. Come with your light. Shed your light upon us, that we may see you and that you may be seen through us. Let your light shine wherever I go today, this Christmas Day, today and tomorrow. Wherever I go, let your light shine through me by my kindness, by mercy, by thoughtfulness, by generosity. Give me grace, O Lord, in a sense, to be the herald of your coming. O radiant dawn, shine in us. God bless you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.